Junkie. I was born in 1914 in a solid three-story brick house in a large Midwest city. My parents were comfortable. My father owned and ran a lumber business. The house had a lawn in front, a backyard with a garden, a fish pond, and a high wooden fence all around it. I remember the lamplighter lighting the gas street lights, and the huge black shiny Lincoln and drives in the park on Sunday. All the props of a safe, comfortable way of life that is now gone forever. Actually, my earliest memories are colored by a fear of nightmares. I was afraid to be alone and afraid of the dark, and afraid to go to sleep because of dreams where a supernatural horror seemed always on the point of taking shape. I was afraid someday the dream would still be there when I woke up. I recall hearing a maid talk about opium and how smoking opium brings sweet dreams. And I said, I will smoke opium when I grow up. I was subject to hallucinations as a child. Once I woke up in the early morning light and saw little men playing in a blockhouse I had made. I felt no fear, only a feeling of stillness and wonder. Another recurrent hallucination, or nightmare, concerned animals in the wall and started with the delirium of a strange, undiagnosed fever that I had at the age of 4 or 5. I went to a progressive school with the future solid citizens, the lawyers, doctors, and businessmen of a large Midwest town. I was timid with the other children and afraid of physical violence. One aggressive little lesbian would pull my hair whenever she saw me. I would like to shove her face in right now, but she fell off a horse and broke her neck years ago.